Jerry Bader Show, 921. Jason, you know what? Just for giggles, can you call up that soundbite one more time before I talk about, I'm sorry, before I talk about what Scott Walker is going to outline in terms of giving property tax money, or not property, tax money back to taxpayers. This is Robert Craig, of the executive director of Citizen Action, a Citizen Action of Wisconsin, big lefty group. He considers it government corruption to give you your money back. Listen to this.
Look, we now have this gimmick after gimmick of giving away more tax dollars, probably right. The way he would like to do it. So we'll see it next week, stilted towards the wealthy because we need even more rigged tax system, but also using the state's resources for political gain, basically just staging this stuff out right. So you can be in the headlines giving away money. And it's not corruption at the level of Chris Christie, but it is an example of misusing public office and public dollars for personal political gain rather than the public good. And that
this man's from another planet. Here's the thing. When I was a big lefty, I wasn't that nuts. I was naive. I was stupid. I wasn't crazy. Jason says, well, you didn't know that at the time. Well, actually, there's something to be said for that. But I never would have thought a tax break was criminal. Or a misuse of public funds. You know what he makes a tax break sound like? Like Scott Walker has a private Swiss bank account with taxpayer money, or that he used it for campaign purposes. That's the way he makes it sound. When in fact, this nearly $1 billion, this came from the taxpayer, so he wants to return it to the taxpayer. This essentially is what the governor is proposing. He's going to put more than $800 million back into the hands of taxpayers. This will come through property and income tax cuts and changes in withholding. His plan will reduce property taxes by more than $406 million, more than four times larger than the property tax relief he passed last year. And the average homeowner will see a reduction of $101 on their next property tax bill. Don't tell me that's inconsequential. It is. Consequential, not inconsequential. Reduce income taxes by nearly $100 million, all of which would go into reducing the lowest income tax bracket from 4.4% to 4.0%. Whether you are a family making $40,000, $50,000, or $100,000, you'll save about $58 a year. Then there's the reducing the withholding. His plan would reduce withholding tax for state income taxes by $322.6 million. This is going to let you keep more of what you earn up front. It will put more money in the hands of consumers and will continue to stimulate the economy. A typical family of four will see about $58 more in their paychecks each month. Now, that might not sound like a lot, but you put it with the tax breaks, you put it with keeping over $600 a month more, that's going to make a difference to the economy. Liberals in Wisconsin want to do it the Dayton way. Tax more, tax more, tax more. Really? You're going to tell me that that makes more sense? Now, what Walker hasn't said thus far is how much he's going to add to the rainy day fund. And he said his proposal would likely increase the state's structural deficit. The amount projected expenditures are expected to exceed revenues in the 2015-2017 budget to more than $800 million. A lot of people, even conservatives, and I said, well, maybe you tuck some of that into that. But you give most of it back. He's giving just about all of it back. Here's what he says about that, according to the State Journal. My belief is this is an investment on even better revenue numbers in the future. Here's the bet that he's making, and this is, and I concede, this is a bet, that what he's doing is going to further grow the economy, and you will see increased tax revenues shrink that structural deficit. In other words, you do it organically. By giving tax, you could do this one of two ways. You could take some of the excess money, and that's what it is, the taxpayers gave you, and deal with the structural deficit now, or give it back to them. And it's a bit of a gamble, but anticipate that it will grow the economy as tax cuts do, and you'll have the increased revenues to deal with that structural deficit. It's a gamble because there are other factors that impact the economy. But that's what he is willing to bank on. It's his third tax cut proposal in less than a year. Specifically how this works, he would lower property taxes by $406 million by providing that much more money in state aid to the state's technical college and creating a new limit on technical college revenues. Taxes on the median value home worth $151,000 are dropped by $101. Technical college spending levels would remain the same. And as we mentioned, he would adjust income tax withholding tables so workers see a bump in their paychecks. The income tax would save an average between $44 and $58 a year. The property tax stuff is pretty exciting. Democrats, of course, are discouraged. It's Chris Larson. It's the equivalent of parents throwing a lavish party and paying for it with their children's college funds. So the state should be addressing its fiscal obligations first, like paying off its debts, restoring hundreds of millions of dollars, Walker cut from K-12 education. The middle class should be the priority. It really is. Here's something else apparently we're going to hear from the governor tonight. And that is, and I don't have the specifics on this in front of me, but job training initiatives that would deal with, I'm hoping, as I understand this, deal with better or increased training for the skilled labor jobs that are available. And we've talked about these. The dirty jobs, if you will, that liberals have painted as a dirty word. It's not supposed to happen. Everybody's supposed to get a college degree. A listener makes a really good point. $58 a month to your paycheck might not sound like a lot, but if it was a reduction to food stamps, we know it'd be a big amount to liberals then. They'll downplay it as only $58 a month, but if it was in their favor, it would be a big deal. He's absolutely right about that, by the way. I am very excited to get the rough outline here of what the governor is going to propose tonight. The big question is, will this work quickly enough? And that's the thing. The rancor, the disharmony that liberals have created in Wisconsin have slowed the economic growth, as have other factors. You would hope most in the state would realize this is the right direction. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.